Well, despite several interest rate hikes, the property sector has not seen much price relief nationwide. Real estate and property expert Garth Davis thinks 2024 will bring much of the same. Well, the property sector continues to face challenges as rents and land supply remain tight. Garth Davis is a real estate and property expert. He's with us on the line now. Good afternoon, Garth. How are you?
Good afternoon, Rod. Great to be with you and your listeners.
Thanks for sparing time to talk to us. Is there any prospect, do you think, for lower rents and house prices this year?
No, we don't see that happening at all, Rod. And in fact, the second half of the year, we expect some interest rate drops to be coming, and that will increase confidence, gain consumer confidence, and price rises probably in the second half of the year. So what we will see is in the first 6 months, maybe just a bit of a plateau of pricing, maybe a little bit of easing coming back a little bit in some capital cities. But generally, no, there's not enough supply coming on, and our migration is still massive. In the last 2 years, we've had 600,000 people arriving in Australia, and we're not even keeping up. In fact, we're going backwards with our supply, you know, compared to migrants arriving and the supply coming out of the ground from builders. So unfortunately, the net supply position is going negative. So we don't see prices coming off anything major.
So it's not all to do with interest rates and the high interest rates that we're seeing at the moment. And even when it does, or if those rates do go down, they're sort of saying around about September we might see some drop in interest rates. But it comes down to those other factors too. Builders, for instance, they're hard to get, and they need cash flow to support their businesses. They're going to find things pretty tough, aren't they?
Yeah, the problem is land supply is really, really tight. So the builders need the land to be able to build on, and depending where you are around the country, that land supply is, the lack of supply is more severe than others. If you look at the Western Australia market, you look at areas, capital cities like Perth, there's a real shortage of property supply, and that's why their market has been performing exceptionally well. They grew at about 15% over the year 2023, and projected to go about another 15% again in 2024. Where a lot of the demand is coming from is in Perth, Adelaide, and in Brisbane, and that's because of affordability. They have been very affordable for capital cities, and they also really perk the interest of investors, because those three capital cities of Perth, Brisbane, and Adelaide offer very, very good rental returns versus the price of the property. So, yes, yeah, supply of land really, really tight, and that's even if the builders could build at full steam, and the properties, the land was available and they could build, we would not be building fast enough. But we have the land issue too, and part of the land issue is just all the red tape of getting the land titled and ready to settle. A lot of the water corporations and the energy suppliers per state just can't handle the volume of the work, and therefore the land to be available for titled and registered and ready to settle and build on. That's there's a real bottleneck there too, Rod.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, Garth, that you mentioned those big cities like the main cities, the vast metropoli. What about, can you tune your crystal ball into the ACT? Because that would be a slightly different sort of thing. Yes, we're a city, we're the capital city, but we're still regional, aren't we?
Yes, and look, the CoreLogic data, which came out on the first day of this month, reflecting on what's happened last month and last year. So in Canberra, over the 2023 period, prices remained relatively unchanged. There's a 0.5% increase over the year. The last quarter performed quite well. We had a 0.6% in the last month, which was December. It was slightly down, 0.1 negative. What we see with the Canberra market, because it's this, from a median value perspective, it's the second most expensive capital city. So obviously we've got Sydney. CoreLogic data shows median values about 1.1 mil for Greater Sydney. Canberra is the second most expensive capital city at 843,000. And that's what it's got against it at the moment. It's just quite expensive. It's ahead of the Melbourne and Brisbane market. So what we'll probably see is just a sort of flatlining of Canberra prices for the first 6 months, and then as the interest rate drops do start to come in later on in the year, and as you mentioned with elections and things coming through, consumer confidence should pick up, and we're anticipating about a 4% growth in prices in Canberra over the next year. But that main action will happen in the second half of the year.
Okay, yeah, we've got the available land shortage here as well, I guess, as much as any other place has got. Maybe a little bit different, but it is still an issue here. And I guess the number of available houses might be a little different to those bigger cities. But I guess it boils down, Garth, to the fact that if you want to buy a house in 2024, you're going to have to pay a lot of money, so you've got to suck it up. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and it's coming down to affordability. So until, you know, the big player in this whole piece is the interest rates. So when interest rates start to drop, and look, the good thing is that if we can get through this next 6 months, so what we do have is the Reserve Bank will be sitting again in February. They'll be looking at the inflation data, which comes out in late January. Provided there's nothing really scary coming out of that and we've all overspent radically, there should be no rate increase there. And then we should be flatlining come around sort of June. And once they are anticipating two interest rate drops later this year, followed by potentially another five next year. So the interest rate environment at the end of 2025 will be very different. We should be able to get loans around, you know, 5% or in the high fours. So the market will be very different by the end of 2025, and then we'll start to see prices in 2025 really start to gather some steam again. But this next 6 months, probably a good time to be buying, because the market, it will be in equilibrium, equal number of buyers and sellers. So next 6 months in most capital cities will be a very good opportunity to look to buy, because as we say, in the second half of the year, prices will start to trend up again as demand will increase over what supply is available.
Okay, just finally, Garth, what about rentals? Do you see any change happening there? We're not too bad here for rentals. Well, we're not good, but we're not too bad. You know, the prices, they're high, but they're not extraordinarily high.
Yeah, so this is a big problem sort of nationally, is our lack of affordable rentals. And, you know, and a couple of statistics too. So, you know, 31% of all household income goes towards those people that are towards rent, for the people that are renting. For people that own a home and are paying a mortgage, 46% of their household income is going to service a mortgage. So we have it's an affordability issue. And we don't, unless we see, you know, a lot of investors into the market. So investors are the ones that are going to provide, you know, 80% of the rental stock. So what we need is environments that are attractive to investors. And what does attract investors is they want the opportunity for capital growth. They're looking for good rental yields, and they're looking for state governments that are not interfering and making it any harder. And as we can see what's happening in Victoria, for example, there's been a lot of investors selling up there because the state government there is really targeting investors as like the enemy. They're trying to put, you know, rates up really high. There's been a lot of changes to the Tenancies Act there, which has made it hard for investors. And they've just said, well, just getting too hard, we'll sell out of Victoria and we'll go and buy investment property somewhere else. And WA and Queensland are the beneficiaries of that. So, yeah, we need to be mindful that it's obviously a very careful balancing act. We've got to find affordability for our first-time buyers. We need affordable rentals. And we also need to make sure that the market is favourable for investors, because, as I say, they do provide 80% of all rental stocks in the market. So, yeah, the more rental properties we've got, the more rental properties there are, and, you know, the more properties for renting will keep a lid and try and make rentals more affordable.
Great observations, Garth. I appreciate your time this afternoon, and all the best for 2024.
Thank you, Rod. Really appreciate that. Thank you.
Take care. Garth Davis, real estate and property expert.